A long, 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 long time ago, when I was a young man, I got to be in a play about Jesus. Now, I wasn't Jesus. Actually, in part of the play, I was one of the disciples. And we acted out the part that you just heard read about coming into the city of Jerusalem. And there was Jesus, and there were all of us as the disciples, but then there was one more actor. He only had one name. His name was Jack. He was the donkey Jesus rode in on. Now, usually Jack was just fine, and he would ride it down that hillside just the way he was supposed to, and we would follow along, and we would have palm branches, and we would wave them, you know, just like the story says. But if it had been raining and was a little slippery, sometimes Jack would refuse to come in. That's right. So we had to rewrite the Bible a little bit, and we would walk into Jerusalem down the hill without the help of the donkey. And sometimes we would slip and slide into Jerusalem as we came down that wet, muddy hill without the help of the donkey. But it always makes me think of that time when I hear this read. Because you know what? When people saw us coming in, they weren't really very impressed. They didn't say, "Woo, look how wonderful, how great." No, no, no. They were probably saying, "I hope they can get in without breaking their necks." That's what they were saying. And you know what? In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus comes in to Jerusalem in much the same way. Now, he comes in on a colt, but a lot of people aren't paying attention to him at all because they're excited about getting to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. He was in a big crowd. He and his friends were in a big crowd of lots and lots and lots of people who would have been rushing to get wherever they were going so they could be ready for the Passover. And they were probably a little bit annoyed and irritated that these people were in their way, throwing down coats and waving branches that they had found in the fields. So I'm going to talk some more about this story, but just remember that even though we might call it a triumphal entry, which is a big fancy name for parade, it wasn't much like a parade the way we think of it. Many people wouldn't have even noticed, okay? But we know that later on in the week, this becomes the most important story we could possibly tell. Because when Jesus rides into Jerusalem, he is bringing God's love with him. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for showing us your love. Thank you, God, for helping us look in those places where we might not expect to see you and find your love there. Thank you for giving us these stories to help us to see you and the light of your love and to be the light of your love to other people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.